Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You have a new text message.
Can you help out a mixed listener this morning with text roulette? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, and we have an update for you.
Hey, let's do this update.
Remember yesterday, and we are going to spin the text roulette wheel and get to one of your questions this morning here. We had the mixed listener that reached out and said, should I be concerned about my boyfriend snapping at me?
Oh, yes.
When I ask questions.
No matter what. Yeah. It's
no
like,
matter
I
what.
Can't hear you.
Well, we got a text 24 minutes ago that said, good morning, update. We had the talk about the snipping, .. Glad we did.
Oh.
And things are right in the world again.
Oh.
Thank you.
There
so no,
you go.
No specific details, but
no, we don't need them.
We all brought up, you need to see what else is going on. Could something else be wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Get to the root of the issue.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's not you. Don't take it personally, but you don't want to walk on eggshells in your relationship.
No, that would not be good.
But thank you so much for reaching out because you helped that mixed listener, and that's what Text Roulette is about. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. It's Elizabeth and Radar spinning the wheel.
Yes, sir.
Four.
Oh, you got number four over there?
Something fresh that just came in here.
Right there. What you got?
This is a question about the ex-husband and a car that he bought that might be taken away.
Oh, okay. Elizabeth, give it to everybody. What do we got?
How do you have the hard discussion with the ex-husband about a car he bought me? He took a loan out on it without my knowledge, and now I may lose it.
Why would you be losing
now,
the car?
Now, this question came in about 20 minutes ago, and I'm always messaging people back on the text line saying, hey, we might read your question. And I did ask a follow-up question to this mixed listener.
Yeah.
I asked them, do you want to keep the car? Are they not making payments? And this was the response. He took the loan out behind my back, and I didn't know he never paid it on time, and now it's in default.
Oh, boy.
And now he's missing payments, and it's behind like a couple $1,000s behind interest. He refuses to give me the information on the loan for me to try to start making payments. I feel it's the only thing he has to communicate with me since our separation. There's a little bit more here, but moving on, it says, it's not like I want to keep it because of sentimental values. It's just my vehicle, and it's all that I have right now for transportation.
Oh, that's rough.
I'm getting on my feet with the divorce and living on my own for the first time in 15 years. And starting over, getting a car, and being able to afford payments is not feasible at this point. Okay, but hang on a second here.
What? What are you?
Okay, mixed family. Call in now to help. 414-432-1099. This mixed listener did say they are listening right now, and they are headed into work in probably that car that they're talking about.
That might be repoed.
How do you have the hard discussion with the ex-husband about a car he bought me? So this was a loan that was taken out behind their back. Must have been before they were in a relationship, because at least in the state of Wisconsin, if you're married to someone and they take out a credit card or a loan, your partner has to legally be notified
about
that.
They have to be notified, right. Yep.
So took the loan out. The husband took the loan out. said, hey, this is your car. It's all in his name. He's not making payments. She's driving the car. She's fearful it's going to be taken in the middle of the night. But she did say here, let me take on the information so I can make the payment. So you have some means of wanting to make payments.
But he's not.
No, but I'm saying if you have to get another car, then you have to get another car and you have to make payments on that. Now, are you going to go out and get yourself a brand new Lexus? Probably not.
They're also getting back on their feet. So there may be, maybe they just want to kind of help a little bit. They can't afford a full payment. So the ex-husband needs to give you the information.
Well, no, what if he's not giving you the information, then you need to cut ties with this car.
No, how are you going to get to work?
You need to cut ties with this car because what are you going to do if it gets taken in the middle of the night? It's not your car. How are you going to handle insurance if it's not your car?
Going to help out a little bit.
I'm giving you this tough love here, and I'm telling you, you don't want to be in a relationship or even have business deals with this ex-husband that's not paying for the car. He's the ex-husband. He's not being communicative.
Mm, that's a tough
triangle. This is a mess. What if you get in an accident? You've got to deal with insurance, things like that. You don't want to have any part of this car because, frankly, again, tough love. It's not your car.
So they need to go and get a new car or a different car?
A different car.
Okay, well then how are they going to get to work in the meantime when this car gets taken
Lean on family. Lean on friends.
I don't know. They need to
on public transportation. I hate to tell you that because look, this car will get taken. It will get repoed. He's not paying for it. So if it's not going to happen, why would you rather not be in a situation where you can set up a plan that may not be ideal right now?
Then that's what this person needs to do. They need to sit down
set
and
up
say,
a plan.
We need to have a plan.
He's not
dude.
Talking to her.
You got to break down the door and say, look, I need to get to work.
Well, it doesn't sound like they can afford to get a lawyer involved.
Doesn't sound like they can afford to get another car
but
either.
But they did say, though, you're missing this part. It says he refuses to give me the information on the loan for me to try to start making payments. Right? You're forgetting that fact.
No, I'm not forgetting
They're
anything,
saying
Elizabeth.
That they are able to make some kind of payments on some kind of car.
Elizabeth, you're forgetting the first part of this text, which says, how do you have the hard discussion with the ex-husband about a car he bought me? You missed that. You got to go back to the top and say, this is what we have to do.
I don't think you want any part of this at all.
Yeah.
I think the discussion is, when can I give you the keys so you can take your car back?
And then how are they going to get to work? You got to get to work to make money so you can put money down on a different car.
But this car is not going to be there much longer. If there aren't payments being made on this car, it's going to go away. It's going to be repoed.
Mixed family, help us out here. 414-432-1099. It's Text Roulette.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This morning's question with Text Roulette here with Elizabeth and Radar that we're looking for your advice on. How do you have the hard discussion with the ex-husband about a car he bought me? He took a loan out on it without my knowledge, and now I may lose it. So to summarize the rest of the question, he took the loan out behind her back. He wasn't paying it on time. Now it's in default. He's missing payments. She said, let me try to take over the payments. He's not communicating with her about this at all. And she doesn't necessarily want to keep it because of sentimental values. It's the vehicle that she has to get them to work. And they're trying to get on their feet. They've been living on their own for the first time in 15 years. And starting over, getting a car, and being able to afford payments is not feasible at this point. Christy, what advice do you have for this mixed listener?
Okay, so, well, there's a lot of nuance in this. And I feel like you guys asked a lot of questions, which is, you know, that's good. But if she said that she can't get a hold of him to make the payments and then in turn says, I don't have any money to make payments to get a new car, that doesn't exactly equal out.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have some money there. You have some money there.
And part of divorce is that you're done, you know, and it sucks and you have to start over. And when I got divorced, I walked out of the house with two laundry baskets of my stuff. And I was like, okay, this is worth it.
Oh, and Christy.
No. I'm fine. I'm totally fine. But that's just part of how that, you know, that works. And so for her, I mean, I guess if it were me, I would take that car, take the keys, drop it off at his place. And, you know, is that a bus pass? Is it, if you can make a car payment, you can buy a bike, you can buy a bus pass. And it's going to suck for a long time, but just embrace the suck.
So you embrace the suck.
Yeah,
it's not going to be forever, but yeah, it's going to be hard, and that's divorce is hard.
Christy, your words need to be repeated. This is not going to be like this forever. And yes, having gone through a divorce as well, you know there are those moments where you're like, this hurts, and this sucks, and this isn't fun, and I'm angry, and there's resentment, and you're trying to plan your future, and you feel like everybody else's life is going great, and yours isn't, and all these things. But it's not forever, and you've got to pull up your bootstraps and do what you can do to get yourself through it. Because don't you feel like, in a way, this is a manipulation tool? Like, he has 100% power and control over
her? It does sound like it, and that's exactly what the texter had mentioned. It's almost like
this is emotional abuse, 100%.
I mean, and how are you, almost financial abuse, too, and how are you going to move forward if you still have that hanging over your
head? It's a big-time control thing for him, it sounds like.
And honestly, at the end, once you make it, you know, to the other side of that tunnel, you're going to feel so much stronger than if you had to rely on this man or if you had to deal with him. Like, be strong.
Oh my gosh, you have to be strong. And here's and it's important for this mixed listener to hear this from other people, because when you're so in it, you just feel like, oh my gosh, this is just the worst. But other people that have been through it are telling you it's going to get better. You've got to do what you need to do, because this is weighing you down. This is not moving you forward. You may think a car is physically moving you forward. Ironically, this car is setting you back by a lot.
Right.
Thank you for the call, Christy.
Yeah,
we're glad
Christy,
you're in a better place, because you're helping out other people that are going through a tough time right now.
Yeah. She's going to be fine. It's going to be okay. It will work out eventually.
It gets worse before it gets better. Sounds like that's what you're saying.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thanks, Christy.
Did you see this text that came in here, Radar, to the Sighted Unlimited text line?
Get a beater with a heater for now and wash your hands with it. You just go. As long as it's got a heater and it rolls. Hey, I've got a 2009 Honda Civic if you want to buy that thing. Come on, let's go. I'm just trying to run that thing to the ground until I can get something else. But hey, there you go. That's all you need. $500. Boom.
And not trying to minimize at all what a car can cost, because $2,000, $3,000, that's a lot of money, for people.
Mm-hmm.
But you also think about, what about a rideshare situation?
Oh, sure. With work?
What could an Uber cost? Maybe need to reach out to somebody at work and say, I really need to change my hours so I can carpool with someone, talk to a family member, talk to a friend. But this is bad news to stay involved with this ex and the car, especially when the payments aren't being made.
I guess so. It's an ex for a reason. You don't want to be tied to this person anymore. You want to move on with your life. And it's going to be tough at first. And I commend you for having to do that. Or just like Christy said, I haven't been in that situation. But man, it sounds like Christy said, you're going to go through hell first and then it's going to get better. So maybe this is the first step in getting better and getting off with your life and getting on with your life.
And even though it's hard, and here's a message that says, cut ties with this guy. A divorce is time to start over and kick out the baggage, get it behind you and move forward. And you have time to plan, because you still have the car right now. So you have some time to plan. But some tough love here for this mixed listener. We are going to send back this audio in hopes of helping them out. Maybe we'll get an update. Thanks to everybody who texted and called in. What question are you struggling with? Can we solve it for you? Bring it to the radio. Text roulette. Sending your anonymous questions right now at 414-432-1099, and we might read it coming up.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.